Still facing the possibility of being trumped at any moment, Watson and Crick applied themselves feverishly to the problem. It was known that DNA had four chemical components called adenine, guanine, cytosine, and thymine, and that these paired up in particular ways. By playing with pieces of cardboard cut into the shapes of molecules, Watson and Crick were able to work out how the pieces fit together. From this, they made a Meccano-like model, perhaps the most famous in modern science, consisting of metal plates bolted together in a spiral, and invited Wilkins, Franklin, and the rest of the world to have a look. Any informed person could see at once that they had solved the problem. It was, without question, a brilliant piece of detective work, with or without the boost of Franklin's picture. The April 25th, 1953 edition of Nature carried a 900-word article by Watson and Crick titled "A Structure for Deoxyribose Nucleic Acid." Accompanying it were separate articles by Wilkins and Franklin. It was an eventful time in the world. Edmund Hillary was just about to clamber to the top of Everest, while Elizabeth II was imminently to be crowned Queen of England. So the discovery of the secret of life was mostly overlooked. It received a small mention in the News Chronicle and was ignored elsewhere. Rosalind Franklin did not share in the Nobel Prize. She died of ovarian cancer at the age of just 37 in 1958, 4 years before the award was granted. Nobel Prizes are not awarded posthumously. The cancer almost certainly arose as a result of chronic overexposure to X-rays through her work, and needn't have happened. In her much-praised 2002 biography of Franklin, Brenda Maddox noted that Franklin rarely wore a lead apron and often stepped carelessly in front of a beam. Oswald Avery never won a Nobel Prize either, and was also largely overlooked by posterity, though he did at least have the satisfaction of living just long enough to see his findings vindicated. He died in 1955.